I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Everyone's talking about the ECB, European Central Bank, maybe cutting interest rates in June, that they would start to come down again. Mortgage holders who got caught in the middle of all that would be only too delighted if they start coming down again. But if they do, will the price of houses go up even more? Property prices are going up big time, 6-7% in Cork last year. So if they cut the interest rates in June, will the price of property go up again? Is it possible? Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Charlie, it looks logical that they would, wouldn't they? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, it does seem as if prices would just continue to rise. The main problem is a chronic shortage of properties to buy. Not enough new homes are being built, and nearly half of those are being bought up by what the Central Statistics Office, based in Mahon there in Cork, call non-household purchasers. In other words, investment funds and state-backed housing charities, approved housing bodies, they're buying 48% of all new homes, according to this data worked out from the CSO figures. And second-hand homes, there just isn't enough of those. Most buyers end up buying a second home, two-thirds of them, but there's a shortage of those in the market as well. So you have the prospects of interest rates being cut. You've already seen AIB reduce some of their green mortgage rates and its subsidiaries, EBS and Haven. You've had Bank of Ireland introduce a new product, what they call an eco saver, where you get some kind of a discount on a fixed rate, irrespective of what kind of a rating, an energy rating you have in your home. There was one reduction in Permanent TSB's rates recently as well. So I think, you know, people are saying there's fairly clear signals from the European Central Bank, as you say, PJ, that they're likely to start cutting rates from June. If you're thinking about buying a home, you're probably saying, oh, it's no good waiting now for interest rates to come down, because it's fairly nailed on that we'll get an interest rate cut in June, and already the banks are starting to slightly reduce their rates. So, you know, there's no sense holding back, is what people would say to themselves. So even though there's a chronic shortage of homes, rates are likely to come down. So this is why we saw in the figures this week from the Central Statistics Office a 6% increase in property prices in the year to February, the sixth month of increases, and it's a higher rate of increase than we've seen up to now. So yeah, property prices are surging ahead, I'm afraid, PJ.
And happening under high rates. Will the rates, Charlie, things never come down as far as they were, and they never come down as fast as they went up, but will they? They'll start to come down in June. We're not going back to 1%, are we, ever?
No, we're not going back to a situation where the European Central Bank was at zero. There could be three reductions this year, you know, and they'd be 0.25% reductions, and that would take the lending rate that the European Central Bank uses. That's what trackers and variable rates are priced off. There's also a technical change coming in as well that'll see that 4.5% refinancing rate, they call it, the European Central Bank refinancing rate. There's a technical change coming there as well. So that rate could come down to 3% this year, and maybe next year you could have two or three cuts. It's probably not going below 2-2.5%. You'd be very unlikely it'll go below that. So if you're on a tracker, it's good. You'll get a couple of reductions, but it's never going back to where it was. There was an unusual situation for about 11 years where people on tracker rates made a killing because they were... their mortgage rate is priced off a European Central Bank that was at zero for years.
Yeah. You and I had a conversation many months back, Charlie, where we were talking about whether people should fix, and people will be coming now to the end of fixed, maybe over the next few months. What would you advise? Hold?
Probably hold for now and just see where rates are going to go. I mean, you know, and if you can get a green rate, if you're lucky enough to have done some refurbishments on your house or have a new house, the green mortgage rates tend to be much lower now than all the banks have these, than for other rates. But, you know, just hang in there for a bit if you can. There's about 70,000, 80,000 people coming out of fixed rates, PJ, and, you know, they might have locked in at 2%, 2.5%, maybe 3%, but very good rates anyway. They're not going to get those rates anymore. They know that. But, you know, in the next few months, the banks may pass on some of any rate reductions we see from the ECB. They might be slow to do it, but there is some competition coming into the market. Don't forget the old credit unions. They have very good rates for, and they are getting big time into the mortgage market. Now, they're coming off a very low base, but they are moving in there. And even if your credit union doesn't offer a mortgage, the rules are changing that will allow your credit union to refer you to a credit union near you that does. So, you know, their rates knock the socks off the banks. Mm. They have, some of them have rates as low as 3%. So, I mean, they're really good value. So that's worth considering. Mm. There's a new lender in the market, MoCo. They're building up very slowly. There's another one due to launch in the next while. So, you know, the banks will be watching the market, watching credit unions. So they'll try and remain competitive. They're fighting fiercely for new business, you know, new mortgage business. So they might be prepared to cut rates on the basis that that's what's really attractive for them, new mortgage business.
But unfortunately, as the rates come down for those of us already in our houses, we'll be happy with that. But people who are trying to get into the market, the prices as a result will continue to go up, you think?
It's unfortunate, but, you know, I mean, the government are trumpeting the fact that they're desperately trying to encourage builders to build more. They're offering them incentives. But, you know, it does seem as if prices are going to keep rising. The typical or median price at the moment is €330,000 for a house, far more in the cities and in urban areas of Cork and Dublin. But it just is still a chronic shortage of properties to buy. The record low numbers of properties for sale, according to the likes of my home or any of these, you know, they all say that there's very low levels of properties for sale. So that is a problem. That is the key problem, basically. Yeah. And that would probably mean that property prices are not going to slow down or fall for the next while.
Do you know these schemes that the government tout all the time, Charlie, to help people buy houses? It's often said by the opposition that actually they drive the price up rather than anything else. Do they?
Well, that's the claim made by economists, and it's a fairly strong claim. There's two big schemes there, the Help to Buy, where you can get up to €30,000 back in tax to help you get a deposit together. And then there's a shared equity scheme called First Home, which is proving quite popular. It's got off, you know, it's not long there, but you combine those two together, you could have €100,000 in funding to help you buy a home. And the charge is that those schemes are just, they're increasing demand. They're making demand even stronger. You know, it's argued by the government, well, actually, we're helping people get into their homes. But and First Home commissioned a report by KPMG consultants, and they maintain that it's not pushing up prices, but, you know, they're definitely increasing demand. It makes it, you know, makes it easier for buyers. Builders are encouraged by those schemes. So, I mean, are they keeping a lid on prices or pushing up prices? It's a very debatable one. You know, certainly Sinn Féin have said if they get into government, they'll scrap those schemes. They don't like them at all. They think they're just sops for the builders and helping builders and not helping the market. But it will be extremely difficult to unwind those schemes. It would have a very dramatic impact on the market if you just suddenly withdrew those schemes. So what's going to happen there is going to be very interesting to watch, I think, PJ.
And watch it we will. Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. So the interest rates are almost certain they will start to come down. The ECB interest rates will start to come down in the summertime. Charlie predicts maybe 0.75% this year.
Cork's 96 FM.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.